Silently, the doors swung open, revealing the light of what looked to be several hundred candles filling a huge room. Pellion glanced once at the old man standing beside the doors, a sudden premonition of dread sending a shiver up his back. Taking a deep breath, he followed Thrawn and Rook inside. Into a crypt. There was no doubt as to what it was. Aside from the flickering candles, there was nothing else in the room but a large rectangular block of dark stone in the center.
"I see," Thrawn said quietly. "So he is dead."
"He is dead,"
the old man confirmed from behind them.
"Do you see all the candles, Grand Admiral Thrawn?"
"I see them," Thrawn nodded. "The people must have honored him greatly."
"Honored him?"
the old man snorted gently.
"Hardly. Those candles mark the graves of offworlders who have come here since his death."
Pellion twisted to face him, instinctively drawing his blaster as he did so. Thrawn waited another few heartbeats before slowly turning around himself.
"How did they die?"
he asked. The old man smiled faintly.
"I killed them, of course. Just as I killed the Guardian."
He raised his empty hands in front of him, palms upward.
"Just as I now kill you!"
Without warning, blue lightning bolts flashed from his fingertips and vanished without a trace a meter away from each of them. It all happened so fast that Pellion had no chance to even flinch, let alone fire. Now, belatedly, he raised his blaster, the scalding hot air from the bolts washing over his hand.
"Hold,"
Thrawn said calmly into the silence.
"However, as you can see, Guardian, we are not ordinary offworlders."
"The Guardian is dead!"
the old man snapped. The last word almost swallowed up by the crackle of more lightning. Again, the bolts vanished into nothingness, before even coming close.
"Yes, the old Guardian is dead,"
Thrawn agreed, shouting to be heard over the crackling thunder.
"You are the Guardian now. It is you who protects the Emperor's mountain."
"I serve no Emperor,"
the old man retorted, unleashing a third useless salvo.
"My power is for myself alone!"
As suddenly as it had started, the attack ceased. The old man stared at Thrawn, his hands still raised, a puzzled and oddly petulant expression on his face.
"You are not Jedi. How do you do this?"
"Join us and learn,"
Thrawn suggested.